Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. Raise your hand if you like to go to the beach. Who likes to go to the beach? Yeah, you all like to go to the beach. All right. Well, so when I go to the beach, I like to stand at the water's edge. And I love it when the water comes rushing over your feet and you're standing there on the sand and then you feel the sand shift a little bit and your feet start to get deeper and deeper. Have you ever done that? Stand right there and wait to get your feet buried in the sand because the water's rushing over it. Some of you are looking at me like I've lost my mind. Anyway, so when the water comes over the sand, it starts to shift and it goes away a little bit. So your feet slowly get deeper in the sand. But if you were to stand on a rock, if there was a rock right there and the water came over your feet, that rock would stay put because that rock is stronger than the sand and your feet wouldn't go any deeper because you're standing on that rock. So Jesus tells us a story in the Bible, and he talks about building a house on the rock versus building a house on sand. So when the water comes, all that sand washes away. And when the sand washes away, the house falls down because it was built on the sand. But the house that was built on the rock, it stands strong because that rock is stronger than the sand is. Now, Jesus is talking about houses, but he's also talking about our lives. When we believe in Jesus, when we know that Jesus is with us and we follow him, we are building our lives around Jesus. And when we do that, when hard things happen, we can still stand strong because Jesus will help us make it through. But sometimes we don't want any help, and sometimes we try to do everything ourselves. And then when bad things happen, we can feel all alone and like there's nothing left. So we can kind of feel like that sand that just shifted and went away. But if we live for Jesus, he will help us make it through the hard times. He is just like a rock. So I hope that when you see rocks or when you go to the beach and see the sand, that you will think about Jesus and making sure that you follow him, because he will help you stand strong. And that is wonderful news. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for helping us stand strong even when bad things happen. Help us to build our lives around you. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.